Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School, and your director, Greg Conway. Welcome to CMEA Bass Section Band and Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley High School on a wonderful Friday afternoon, April 12th. My name's Dr. Tatton. I've heard you play before. I think you're absolutely terrific. I'm looking forward to your performance. I'll be speaking into this recording device, making comments about your performance as the music unfolds, and writing some comments down on a sheet of paper, in which everything your director will certainly let you take a look at probably early next week. I'm looking forward to hearing you play. Nice beginning. I think as this begins to unfold right here, I think the forte could come down a little bit in the cello bass, so when the violas come in and the second violin, and then much more diminuendo, bar 8, 7, 8. Nice clean sound. Nice going, second violins. And I like the fourth finger. Good energy here. Good, nice rallentando there. Maybe a little stronger cellos, and I think I would separate some. Yes, be very careful, that C sharp in bar 74, that's a difficult note, that high four on the G string needs particular care. Now that C-sharp was much better. Very nice going, violas. You know, nice first violins. All the solos, the soli sections are very nice. Even when they say half notes, like an 83, and the quarter notes, oh, be careful, cellos, on that C-sharp again, an 85. I would separate a little bit. Give us some, that gives it more rhythm, in addition to the harmonic aspects of the notes. Yes, use that vibrato, cellos. More bow here. It's double forte. Open it up a little bit. Yeah, this needs to be opened up some. Yeah, but you know, there's how much difference there is there in 93 and 97 between a double forte, a double fortissimo, or a mezzo forte? Should be much more difference, I think. Move together, violas. Now, everybody in the room at 108 has to have accents and a double forte. Could you be at the Frog? You're more in the middle of the bow, which is not going to give you that accent and the fortissimo sound. Very nice intonation here, first finalist, particularly that low one in 125 and 129. Thank you. Separate a little bit more telly bass. Give it a more walking bass line. Get that bow closer to the bridge for more clarity. I see most of you are up over the fingerboard. Just give it. I want that walking bass sound there. Get that clarity a little lower in the bow and a little bit more separation. Together on that attack. Very nice. Okay. On the whole, excellent. Excellent. I would like, I know that you can produce a bigger sound. Let the weight of the bow come through and at the beginning. Let's see, I'm looking for those other forte, fortissimo sections. Like over at 93, much more bow, much more vigorous sound. And to contrast that, and you can use bow speed in the amount of bow you use in 93 to contrast with 97. Just cut the amount of bow in half. And then those quarter notes of double forte with the rest, like a variation 8, right down there at the Frog, right down. If you hit that metal part, that'd be wonderful. All right? Excellent. Good going, viola section. Now, cellos. You weren't all on that note together on the A. You really need to be right on top of it. Nice chunk quality though. It's hard to play this slow and have a really nice, blended, beautiful, creative sound. Thank you, first violins, for using 4 on that E, F natural. Excellent. You know where that F is. That's good. Cellos, maybe a little bit more presence in your tone here. Keep that pitch up. Very nice, violas. I like that inner voice. You're doing so nicely. Good. Very nice transition there. You know, you've captured the spirit of this piece very nicely. On some of these longer sections where it's accompaniment violins, now's the time to dig in, violas. Keep those 16th notes very even, first violins, and all together. Nobody should rush them. Just keep them ya-ta-ta-ta-down.
Right.
Very nice. Listen to your pitch. Very nice. What I like mostly about what you did was the spirit of it, the nice texture. The nice inner voices.
Their next piece will be Sapland.
It was just lovely. Pretty much all the way straight through. Clarity with the 16th notes. Give me a little bit more focus in your tone and 53 violas. But just lovely in there. And the 16th notes, like in measure 60. And the ones in 56, make sure they're nice and clean. All right, very good. A nice going first violin. Give more. Stand out a little bit. Those 16th notes in the first and second violin, bar 17 and bar 19, I need a lot more finger action. I need that popping sound. Good, super. I'm looking for a little bit more clarity in here. Move the bow together. Very nice. That was better right in there, that section. That section in and 39 and 40. Nice cello section in here. I want more solo violin in bar 44, though. Give me more personality. Do this right, Frog. Get in there. Dig in. Mm-hmm. keep those notes nice and clear. Follow your director in the accelerando, back to the tempo. Wonderful speech piano. Very nice. I'm always impressed. If I had to generalize, lots of wonderful things happening. I think I want more energy, more bow, more personality. I'd like you to be less careful, more adventuresome with your sound, more aggressive. And not every section. I mean, the Sakura, but on the Hickory variations and the Southland in springtime. When it calls to be aggressive, I want more. And you have it. You can do that. So anyway, lovely, nice, wonderful three pieces. Well in tune, appropriate use of fourth fingers. Nice solos, first violin. Good soli, celli, and violas, and second violins at opening. Very nice. Thank you for sharing music. I wish you well in your sight reading.